Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Once again, folks, this is Dr. Barton with the Truth in Medical Healing. As you know, we broadcast every Friday at high noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, and I say good morning to you all. We have an abbreviated show today only because of a lot of activity that I'm involved with personally with regard to diagnostic testing and finding ways to keep people from getting cancer. So, folks, we do our show every Friday at noontime Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific time. And it's a 30-minute show, and we pack in as much as we possibly can. And by the way, let me just tell you before we go too much further, I could say, like, whoever's listening to the show, I'm older than all of you. I am, believe it or not, because people usually in my age category have either given up or don't want to be bothered. Anyhow, moving right along, let me just say this, that I'm older than all of you, and the point is that one of my favorite things to do is dancing. I do a lot of Latin dancing back home in Miami. We're broadcasting today from New York City, and I know that sometimes we go as far as Latin dancing for hours and hours and hours. And by the way, folks, I'm a veteran of the United States Air Force. I also hold three graduate degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. And I want to be able to, certain things are so obvious that we can avoid. We're going to talk a little bit about water. If Kangen water, K-A-N-G-E-N, I'll get to that in a few minutes. And let me just say this. Cancer is, from the time when I was a little kid, I used to sometimes hear my mom on the telephone. And I mean, I might have been like 5 or 6 or something. And there was someone in the family, and one of the cousins' children had developed some kind of a cancer, and that was the only time I ever heard in years the word cancer. And my mother said, "Well, what happens with it, and this and that." So the thing is that in those days, cancer was very, very limited, and of course the population was only a smattering of what it is now. When I say the population, in Miami or New York or California or United States or Europe or Africa or wherever it is. The thing is this, that cancer, there was in the year 1903, there was a fellow, I'm talking as fast as I can, and I'm leaving certain things out. However, this fellow was ran a repair shop, and he got some parts together, and he made sort of like a little, he put some gasoline and he made an internal combustion engine, which actually was the 1903. That was the forerunner of actual automobile engines. So it was a fantastic step ahead in transportation and on and on and on. But at the same token, it increased cancer by 1,000-fold because the exhaust from an internal combustion engine, automobiles, trucks, planes, buses, and all of that, it gets into the air. So the air, it might look like a beautiful day with palm trees, beautiful blue sky, green ocean, but there are cancer cells all around wherever you go. Now everybody with masks because of the COVID. But I'm just, forget about COVID, because I'm talking about just the regular air that we breathe. And also cigarette smoking is, anyone who really wants to live, loves life, and loves to enjoy everything that life has to offer, you got to be crazy to smoke. Cigarettes especially, of course. So cigarettes actually are cancer. They'll kill you. So we have, as I said, we have an abbreviated show today, so I'm going to go as fast as I can, and also that you can listen to me and let it sink in. And anyhow, it's also been determined that sugar aids in the spread of cancer cells. let me tell you about the sugar, regular table sugar. So, let's pick out a hospital in New York, Sloan Kettering, which is a world-renowned hospital, and so forth and so on. However, Sloan Kettering Hospital does not limit the sugar in the diets of their patients. They don't limit sugar in the diets of their patients. Sugar adds to the growth of cancer cells. That doesn't mean you can't use any sugar, because everything we buy has sugar in it, because the better it tastes, the more the people, whoever manufactures it, can sell it. So, anyhow, just moving right along, as far as I'm concerned, and let me go as quick as I can before I get into the story about water and Kangen water, K-A-N-G-E-N. Let me tell you a little bit about, let's see, what's a good topic? Talk about the diabetics. People with diabetes are more than ever before in the history of the world. Practically every other person is diabetic over the age of 35. Diabetes. In the year 1922, people with diabetes were actually put out to the ward, fed and so forth and so on. But that was it. They just moved them right out and put them out into a ward where there was no activity, and because they were going to die, diabetics. So why would they die? Because their normal blood cells in their body were not producing enough insulin. That's why people, as you know, with diabetes, they get insulin injections. So the thing is this, that these things don't come about like just overnight. But there's a pharmaceutical firm which is very, very well known even today, called Eli Lilly. Lilly Company, way back then in 1922, they actually developed an injectable of synthetic insulin. As I said before, diabetics need insulin. Eli Lilly's company developed a synthetic insulin, and from that point on, diabetics were able to live their lives out by taking insulin injections. And by the way, there's more diabetes today. Of course, the population has increased since I was a little kid, let's say, even 1,000-fold. You know, there's millions and millions of people in an area where there were, let's say, 10 when I was a little kid. Really. So the thing is, Eli Lilly developed synthetic insulin. And guess what? People over there in America, just talking about America right now, United States, that people over the age of 40 or 45, 75% of that age group is diabetic. They're all taking insulin injections. Can you imagine? And I'm older than all of them, and I don't have diabetes, and I don't take any kind of injections. So let me move a little bit further, folks. Talking about diabetes, talking about prescription medication, and as I said before, I'm also a pharmacist. I graduated pharmacy school beside medical school. And my dad was a pharmacist, and I actually grew up in his old-time drugstore, and I learned a lot. He was teaching me compounding prescriptions when I was 10 years old, you know, with different chemicals and this and that and the other thing. So anyhow, while we have enough time this morning, let me tell you, I went on a number of years ago, maybe 20, 25 years ago, I went on a medical convention. It was only a three-day weekend convention in Tokyo, of all places. And whatever it was about something else to do with research. And as I was walking out of the convention, Tokyo newspaper, and he said, pointed at me, and he says, "Dr. Barton, are you Dr. Barton?" I said, "Yes, but who are you and how do you know?" He said, "Look," and he was holding his newspaper up, and it showed my picture right on the front of that Tokyo newspaper. I said, "Oh, my God, what is this?" I said to him, I didn't rob a bank or anything. Why is my picture on this newspaper?" He said, "Well, no, it's all about the fact that you have that cancer clinic in Miami, in Florida, in the United States, and people going from Japan, they're going to get treatment in your center." I said, "Yeah, well, I know a lot of people come from different parts of the world once they find out about what we're doing." Anyhow, the thing is this, that fellow, his name turns out, his name is Dr. Shinya. And Dr. Shinya is a world-renowned physician who actually invented colonoscopy. You know what colonoscopy is, right? So he invented that. And as we were talking, he says, please, my clinic is only a half mile from here. I'd like to show you what we're doing with the colonoscopy and so forth. This is 25 years ago, maybe almost 30 years ago. So I went back to his clinic with him, and he showed me all about, now, you know, the importance of colonoscopy. Colonoscopy saves lives every minute of the day. It's fantastic technology. And Dr. Shinya is the one who actually invented that. So with all that being said, let me say a couple of other things. I'm going to give you a phone number. I'm going to give you my cell phone number so you can learn more about water. Let me tell you, let me tell you more about this Kangen water. There was a Japanese gentleman way back, let's say, in around 1946, maybe, you know, around that time frame. This fellow started experimenting with water in a stream, and he was able to, through the process of electrolysis, to be able to make that water pure. See, if you buy bottled water somewhere, there's all kinds of elements in that water, wherever they get it from. God knows where they get it from. Let me tell you also what's going on. Bottled water, it's all bottled water, no matter what the advertising says. It's the thing that people have developed all types of diseases and conditions. And the thing is that pure water, remember, the human body is 85% water. So if we drink just Kangen water, HG, it's pure water. So bottled water, whatever they say about it, and they show the pristine stream up in the mountains in Maine, and it shows water gurgling through this brook, and it looks beautiful and so forth and so on. And that's about it, because it's all contaminated, because the world is contaminated, because of the internal combustion engine, because of buses, trucks, and planes, and all of that. And the thing is, we need that kind of transportation and planes. How would we function? How would the world grow without all that? But there's ways to best ourselves. Now, by the way, to protect ourselves, I'm not going to make a whole thing about it, but I'll just tell you before they even, if they mandate a mask or whatever, when it first came out, when we first knew that we're dealing with the COVID, I immediately started wearing the mask. And now, by the way, I got all the injectables against the COVID, and I wear the mask and all of that. And I don't hang out in crowds. And I don't go to football games. Number one, I don't have the time. Number two, I wouldn't waste my time. I don't mind seeing a football game once in a while on TV, but I'm not going to do that to my time. Time is our lifetime, okay? And there's certain vitamins. My dad was a pioneer in vitamin therapy. I mentioned before, my dad was a pharmacist. but a super, super smart man. And he developed certain vitamin formulas. And when I was a kid, so I've been on certain vitamins all my life, ever since I'm about 6 or 7 years old. Okay, so the thing is this. We need to drink pure water. It's called Kangen, K-A-N-G-E-N. And it's a Japanese word. Doesn't matter what it's produced in a factory. The main factory is in Osaka, Japan. Osaka. And when I met Shinya that time, he talked me into spending another 2-3 days in Japan, and I flew over to Osaka, which is the other side of the island of Japan. And there's a small hotel, and I actually stayed there for almost a week. And I was at that factory every day, and they were explaining to me what they were doing. And it was just a fantastic. So lucky me. And I have my family drinking Kangen water. So you buy a little machine. It looks like a toaster, but let's say 2-3 times the size of a small toaster. But it has tubes coming out of it. One tube goes into the regular faucet, the regular sink, and the water, that sink water, the regular tap water, goes through the electrolysis of the machine. It's not just electrolysis. It's other things also that we don't have the time to talk about now. But what comes out of that machine, it fits in the kitchen, stands on the counter. There's different size machines. The machine is about $4,000. But meantime, you don't have to just write a check. You don't have to take, even if you had it, you don't have to take $4,000. What you do is you can work out a payment schedule with the company. You can pay as little as $40 a month and also tell other people about it, and then you get rebates back. So all of that, it's like a lot of people do business with the Kangen water, like I do also. So there's, over the years, I have been there. I brought it to my cancer clinic in Miami. And by the way, I almost, years and years ago, I almost lost my license to practice medicine. I had to go to Tallahassee on a hearing because of the fact of what we were doing with the Kangen water, and also we didn't really advertise, but we had people that were talking about this, that, and the other thing. So with all that being said, is that pure water is, remember, human body is 85% water. So if you really want to be healthy, you need to drink pure water. And as far as the money is concerned, you can talk to almost anybody and say, by the way, look at this. We have certain literature, and people do build businesses. There are people that I know that have intercontinental businesses just with the water. And this, by the way, this show that I do every Friday, which is on high noon Eastern time, it's also goes into, let's say we have, I know 11, it's 11 hours ahead of us in Africa, and I'm trying to think of, it's a British part of Africa, you might say. At any rate, and I can't remember the name of the town right now, but we have people that have, see, this is blog radio, B-L-O-G. So this radio station broadcast, it goes on the internet all over the world. We have people in South America that have heard this show, that have purchased the machine. And we have people in Alaska. And there's a story that goes along with each one of these little things about mentioning Hawaii, Alaska, and it's because different things happen, you meet different people, so forth and so on. So the next Friday, we can tune in to the show, and I'll stay on for the full 30 minutes, and we'll be able to talk about how to be healthy and how to make money at the same time. As far as making money, everybody has to make money unless they're born into millions and they don't care. And, you know, whatever they do, that was born into my family. It's a wonderful, wonderful family. And So therefore, lucky me. So remember the Canyon and the Shanes. Let me give you the number to call in. I'm just going to give you my direct cell phone number because we're moving our office. Our main office, which is in Miami, it's not the company. That's only my distributorship. So my number is 863-509-9059. 863-509-9059. And just jot that down and keep that. And when you call that number, you're going to get me. It's my cell phone. And when you get me, I'm just going to give you the other number. I don't have it with me today, and I'll just give you another number. But if it's not me, sometimes people in my office have my phone. So anyhow, sorry about skipping around a little bit. And it's, I hope you learned. We have a lot more to talk about. And we did talk about a couple of different things. The most important thing to be healthy is to drink pure water. And all water, oh, by the way, the reason why bottled water and all other water is contaminated is because of what's called fracking. F as in Frank, fracking. They break the company, the petroleum industry is breaking through the crust of the earth in different parts of the earth in America and mostly toward the west part or central part of the country. And they're breaking through looking for petroleum deposits. They're like oil deposits. So they're looking for those kind of deposits. While they do that fracking, they're ruining this water, pure water, not just from rain, but there are pools and there are big, huge water deposits that are pure water. And the fracking is ruining that also. But all the reservoirs that are in this country are spoiled. You go past a reservoir, a water reservoir, and you'll see a sign that says, whatever it is, it's pure, this and that, the other thing. Not anymore. They're all contaminated. So the only way to get pure water is to get a Kangen machine, K-A-N-G-E-N, hook it up to your sink water, and it restructures the water from the sink into pure water. So if you really love life and you want to live and enjoy and avoid most illnesses and so forth, and I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but I'll tell you that I have, again, I told you about the Air Force. I was in Air Force active for 3 years, and then in National Guard for 15 years. So with all of that being said, number one, I'm a patriot. I love America. And I also care about people. So I'll do anything that I can within my power to help anyone get healthier and wealthier too. But I don't do the business end of the Canyon Water business. I don't have the time for that nor the desire. However, one more time, this number, 863-509-9059. And we talked about, we didn't talk about it yet, but I almost forgot. Let me tell you about, I said this is going to be an abbreviated show, and it's practically the whole show's time. But the thing is that Pepsi-Cola and Coca-Cola and so forth and so on, the dark-colored sodas, there's more fractures, especially in women, more arm and leg and knee and hip fractures and so forth and so on, all across the country, more fractures than ever before because people, their bones are weakening because they drink dark-colored sodas, Pepsi and Coke especially, and even Dr. Brown. Look, the dark-colored sodas rob minerals from the body, from the bones. And the dark color, to make it, for the companies to make it dark color like that, they add phosphoric acid. By the way, folks, I don't read from a script when I do this show. And it's a little bit mixed up sometimes depending upon how much of a hurry that I'm in. But the thing is that the dark colored sodas, they're dangerous. They can end up not only fracturing, they can ruin your entire immune system. They should be off the market. I do not drink soda, S-O-D-A. I do not drink soda, period. I drink Kangen water. I drink vodka, but I'm not a drunk. And also I drink fruit juices and a lot of fruit juices. So the thing is that phosphoric acid takes the minerals out of the bones, and that's why more and more, especially women, are getting more ankle, knee, hip, and all those things happening. So, folks, I'm glad I was able to get that into today's show. Remember, we broadcast every Friday at noon. We'll be broadcasting from Miami Beach next Friday at noontime. And it's a 30-minute show. I'll broadcast every Friday. So once again, folks, God bless you all. And tell others about this show also. And also what you need to do to really be healthy. And I didn't tell you about in 1922, we started to talk about it, but that was... We'll add that on next Friday. All right, folks. Over and out. Have a wonderful day and a week until we talk again. Bye now.